Well, everybody has money issues, and whether you're good at keeping it or good at spending it, for refugees and asylum seekers in Australia, personal finances pose their own specific challenges. An organisation in Sydney called I Am a Boat Person is trying to address these challenges through a financial literacy program for refugees. Joining us in the studio, I'm about to talk with and about to talk about the program is Daniel Haycox, Managing Director of For I Am a Boat Person. Welcome, Daniel, to On the Money.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, I was just wondering if you can perhaps firstly explain, how did I Am a Boat Person come about?
So it actually started off, we were in the Sutherland Shire, which was Scott Morrison's, or is Scott Morrison's electorate, and at the time he was the Immigration Minister. So it started off as just an advocacy group, obviously trying to bring awareness in that area, especially considering he was the Immigration Minister. We then started going to Villawood Immigration Detention Centre to visit refugees and found there was a real issue with conversational English. So from then we started bringing in people to teach them English, and then it's flowed on so forth till now financial literacy.
Uh-huh. And why is it so important to teach financial literacy for people arriving in Australia?
So I think most Australians are financially illiterate. So, as you can imagine, someone coming from a country that they may have not had this training before, or the system's very drastically different to our system, which a lot of them are, it's obviously very important. So, a common one for us was superannuation. So, during our pilot, a lot of refugees didn't understand superannuation, and these were refugees that had been in Australia for a couple of years. So, that's quite a critical thing to understand, but I would even say most Australians probably don't even understand it properly.
Yes, well, you're probably right there. Mm. Now, you recently had a series of workshops in Parramatta. What sort of people did you find coming to that?
It was interesting. We had quite a few people from an organisation called Career Seekers, which is lining up internships for refugees. It was a real mix of people from 50 to probably about 20. So it was...
Yeah. And are they recent arrivals?
Last couple of years, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we had a couple that I think the English was quite poor, but we're still speaking in basic English, so we're trying to engage them. And then there were a few people that had been here for a few years, so we didn't really care at that point who was coming, really. Like, even we even said to the Salvos that even if some of them want to come along, we don't really care. It doesn't have to be a refugee, almost.
Well, and what sort of things were you covering in that particular course?
So the banking system as a whole, superannuation was a massive one, and we got into credit cards a bit. Obviously, we can't provide financial advice to the refugees, but it was more just literacy on, well, if you buy it now using a credit card, it's going to cost X amount more than if you save for it over 12 months, for instance. So it was mainly those product-based accounts, like understanding all that kind of stuff that probably... we'd all grow up understanding from our parents.
So certain cultures really have no concept of these things? Is that what you're finding?
Yeah. So I think, a lot of Muslims aren't allowed to accrue interest, for instance. Yeah. So they often go to banks that aren't necessarily, maybe they don't necessarily want to go to, but they just have that particular account. So we were saying that, look, any bank can offer that sort of product, and just giving them awareness of what to ask for. Whilst Westpac was supporting this, we were very clear that we were not selling their products, and they made it clear as well that they weren't selling the products as well. So, it was just more about an awareness. Mm.
Because Westpac have sponsored your program. I don't think... I'm not sure that we said that
earlier on. So Westpac...
So you went to Westpac and you got put the program together. This is after you talked to Scott Morrison, et cetera. And you said, you know, can you fund this program? And they said we could. So that this is why you've been able to do this pilot program in Parramatta.
Not necessarily funding at this point, but mainly that is looking like what it will be. But it was about just creating the material so that we were able to actually deliver it with the potential that if it was successful and we were able to deliver to the refugees, that there may be funding.
Right. And I understand you've got volunteers involved at the moment in the program. How do they work? What are they doing in the program?
So the people delivering the material are all Westpac employees, because it's Westpac's product in terms of the actual material, which they've tested for years on a lot of Indigenous communities. So it's very well researched. Westpac employees have to deliver it. And then we get their volunteers to do that. And then we have our own volunteers that actually administer actually getting people to the venue and try and create an environment, a really inclusive environment where people feel safe to speak up and ask questions.
Oh, that's great. And what sort of things can people do to get involved?
We'd love more volunteers and even just people mentioning it to friends. Even if it's someone that they think's maybe a recent immigrant that may have trouble with the financial system or understanding it, we're happy to have them come along. So they can email us at education@imaboatperson.org.au and you're happy to get more volunteers or referrals.
And have you had some feedback from the people in the program?
Yes. Yeah. So we actually had an accountant in the program. And so we were quite nervous when we found out halfway through that we were speaking to him. But he said he learnt something. We had 100% of the group came back to us and said they'd refer a friend. And about half of them straight after the workshop stayed around and asked us when the next workshop was. So we're now looking at, so that was sort of first steps financial literacy training. We're now looking at what a second steps would look like because of the feedback from the refugees.
And do you find that in certain cultures more males come or more females come because certain people are looking after the money?
I was really worried about that because I wanted it to be quite inclusive and diverse in terms of gender and nationalities. We didn't have that problem. We had quite a few women at the first session, Muslim women and much a range of women, but that was my main concern because obviously a lot of the refugees that were coming to us were of the Islamic faith and we were worried that there might be a tendency not to have a woman come along traditionally. But we didn't have that problem at all.
And is it going to go national, do you think?
That's the plan. So we are talking to people in Adelaide and Melbourne about in the next 6 months putting it there and hopefully Brisbane then after that.
Daniel Haycox from I Am a Boat Person, you're on The Money.